Eureka!
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 Urban Stories: Practices of Urban and Social Innovation in Europe. Urban Stories promotes good practices of grassroots, culture-led, urban and social innovation processes across Europe. All cases are members of the Trans-Europe Halles Network, representing Europe as a whole, from north to south and from east to west, and with different lifespans. Each practice is explored through research realised in 2021 under the Project Eureka European Urban Regeneration Knowledge Alliance, funded with the Erasmus Plus programme.
The good practice of this episode is Fabrica di Pensole, a space for artists and actors in a regenerated industrial building.
Eureka!
Fabrica di Pensole was a non-governmental organization that operated from the beginning of 2009 to 2022 in Cluj-Napoca, in the fields of performative arts and visual contemporary arts. The association was founded as a response to the local lack of production and exhibition spaces in the city, and its aim was to bring together ideas, events, and projects of cultural organizations, galleries, producers, and independent artists in Cluj-Napoca. The Fabrica di Pensole was located in an industrial building in a suburban area of the city. Its name, which means paintbrush factory, comes from a factory that used to operate in that location. The idea was to keep the memory of the place alive, as it was important to the local community during the socialist period. The name also creates a link between the initial industrial activity of the factory, producing paintbrushes, and the activities now carried out by the organization, which include painting, putting on art exhibitions, and doing performances. Initially, there was an interest from the owner to rent the space to non-governmental organizations, as big companies were not interested. At that time, there were no urban regeneration plans at the municipality level for these buildings, and this was during a time of global economic crisis, which made the rent more affordable. After 2019, however, as a consequence of the gentrification process in the area, the owner's interest in increasing the rent meant that the association could only rent a smaller part of the building. As a solution, Fabrica di Pensole chose to operate mainly online, as a network of experts whose members contributed to the development of culture and the arts in Cluj-Napoca. The Fabrica di Pensole understood the local art scene as a common platform made up of the vast network of organizations sharing the same interests. But despite this new way of operating, the organization ended up closing for good in 2022. When Fabrica di Pensole was still running, it was an important institution in local cultural and urban policies. It focused on collaborations related to contemporary art and culture, but also on building a critical discourse around them. Thanks to its help, artists and organizations working in theater, contemporary dance, visual arts galleries, exhibitions, arts in public spaces, and music were able to find a space within which to work. In addition to artist studios and production spaces, Fabrica di Pensole also hosted events by local and international partners. There were a range of different activities, with some being more socially engaged than others. Fabrica di Pensole acted like an umbrella covering many independent actors that were not linked to one another and did not follow any pre-decided program. A number of projects carried out in its final years provide good examples of how the organization operated. These include an annual project called Living the Future, based on the performing arts and visual arts, another called Rubik, based only on visual arts, which involved a series of exhibitions and was organized in collaboration with other independent spaces in Cluj-Napoca, which had suffered from rampant real estate development in the city, and a multidisciplinary residency project with three international partners. Fabrica di Pensole was also actively involved in the process of urban transformation, particularly in terms of encouraging social mobility and emancipation. Those aims were generally achieved by creating cultural content that could be used both by artistic community and the general public. In addition, members of the network built by the Fabrica de Pensole were often involved in the development of cultural and urban policies at the local level. When discussing the impact that the organization had at a local, regional, and even national level, the members of the organization pointed out that Fabrica de Pensole was the first collective project of that size in the Romanian culture scene and one of the most successful attempts in Romania at converting an industrial building into a cultural space. As well as the on-site regeneration of the building, the former organization's president, Razvan Anton, said that the Fabrica de Pensole also had an impact on the community and the city, but probably not as rapidly and widely as the organization's members would have liked, especially at the beginning. After some years, however, Fabrica de Pensole began to have a significant influence on the policy formation at the local level, reforming the system of public funding, of culture, developing the cultural strategy of the city, and coordinating the creative industry strategy. They were also involved in the working team for making Cluj-Napoca the BIDBOK Cultural Capital in 2021. The organization also stood out in the community because it attracted a young and diverse audience from a variety of backgrounds and interests. These factors explain why its impact could not be measured in the short term, as its results would only emerge gradually after an extended period of hard work and patience. Despite these successes, the Fabrica de Pensole also encountered many problems. One of these that led to the organization eventually shutting its doors was that its activities were not economically sustainable given the increase in the rent and the lack of support for NGOs from the local and national government. The most destabilizing element was the reduction of their space in the rented building due to a lack of institutional sustainability. The fact that the organization could no longer afford to stay there after developing an important community cultural project gave the impression that it was used by local authorities to justify later urban development and urban regeneration policies. The presence of a large number of more or less structured groups in Fabrica de Pensole with a variety of interests at times generated tension and conflict within the organization. The differing views of the members on public image of Fabrica de Pensole also contributed to its institutional vulnerability and meant that some people left the organization. An awareness of the problems facing the organization and various attempts to overcome them were not sufficient to avoid the closure. As they said in a Facebook post at the time of the closure, although they were shocked and saddened, the vast majority of them would remain in Cluj and would regroup in a decentralized manner and continue to act individually or collaboratively as needed. Despite its sad end, Fabrica de Pensole is still a good example of an attempt to convert industrial space into creative space, aiming to bring together ideas, events, cultural organizations, and independent artists to create cultural, educational, and artistic activities for the local community and to promote participation, critical thinking, and civic spirit.
This episode is based on the research carried out by Alexandra Marienporta at West Timișoara University. Sound design by Simone Colaiacomo and Fabio Zona. Audio recording by Joshua Weinstein.